This is your WFHR Daily News Roundup for locally grown radio 97.5 FM and 1320 AM and Wis Country 105.5 FM WIRI in Wisconsin Rapids.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. The former warden at the Waupun State Prison is waiving his preliminary hearing. Randall Hepp's lawyer is also withdrawing a motion to have a felony charge of misconduct dismissed. Eight other former prison employees also face charges for allegedly mistreating inmates. People are speaking out about long-running problems at Wisconsin State Prisons. Cindy Sherwin is a former prison guard who was let go after 27 years. She says it was retaliation for whistleblowing.
As soon as Act 10 went into place, the supervisors and administration, from my experience, became their own higher powers.
The Assembly's Corrections Committee held a hearing yesterday after several guards were charged in the recent deaths of two inmates. Rebecca Aubart's husband is doing time at the Stanley Prison.
There isn't capital punishment in Wisconsin, and people are dying.
Former staffers described sexual harassment and retaliation by supervisors, and former inmates talked about being denied food and medicine. Communities which lost their two-year University of Wisconsin branch campuses can now get up to $2 million in grants. The legislature's Joint Finance Committee released the money yesterday. Six two-year campuses are closed or plan to close soon. Leaders blame lower enrollment and budget cuts. Expanded Amtrak service in Wisconsin is a hit with passengers. More than 18,500 people rode the Borealis trains between St. Paul and Chicago during its first month of running. That's about 300 passengers each trip. Marriage equality is making gay people happier and healthier. That's according to a new study from UCLA. Abby Goldberg is a psychology professor who says same-sex relationships are stronger and more secure.
They have access to health insurance. They are physically and mentally healthier. They're able to share the challenges and work of raising children.
The same study finds 80% of same-sex couples are concerned politicians and courts could take their rights away. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now here's what you need to know closer to home.
For WFHR and WIRI News, I'm Melissa Kay. Lincoln High School has a new principal. Dr. Rod Watson comes from a background of public school experience, professional development, and military training. He comes to LHS after 3 years as principal of Pittsville High School. Dr. Watson has a master's degree in teaching and leadership and a doctorate in curriculum and instruction. He's currently serving with the National Guard as an intelligence officer in Madison. Former LHS principal Ronald Rasmussen accepted the position of superintendent of the WRPS school district after former superintendent Craig Warren accepted the same position in St. Croix Falls. Newsies Jr. opens at the Wisconsin Rapids Community Theater this Thursday. They have shows at 7 on Thursday and Friday. Saturday's show is at 2. The Pittsville Area Community Theater's production of The Tin Woman opens on Friday and runs for 2 weekends at the Margaret Warshall-Gronsky Fine Arts Center. A Lowboy trailer was stolen from the Pittsville area over the 4th of July holiday, and the Wood County Sheriff's Office is asking for your help. The owner describes it as being very beat up with a worn-out license plate, a winch on the front, rotted side rails, and one of the front stabilizing legs was broken off when it was stolen. If you see this trailer, please contact the Sheriff's Department at 715-421-8701. People in Wisconsin Rapids can see the longest-running water ski show tournament next week. The 58th Annual Wisconsin State Water Ski Show Championships are July 18th to the 21st at Red Sands Beach on Lake Wasecha. The four-day-long family-friendly event will feature 23 of Wisconsin's premier water ski show teams and 72 individual competitors, all aiming for the coveted state title and a shot at the National Water Ski Show Championships. Older adults and people with disabilities have the opportunity to give DHS feedback on their IRIS program. The Wisconsin Department of Health Services wants to hear your thoughts on how to make the Include, Respect, I Self-Direct program the best it can be. You can complete the survey at dhs.wisconsin.gov or attend 2 online public comment sessions on July 30th and 31st. Taste and Glow is just a few days away in Wausau. This year, they have a new attraction. For the first time ever, they will have a professional drone show, as well as new food vendors and new balloons. They'll only have 17 hot air balloons on display for the festival, but they're all going to be brand new and from out of state. Taste and Glow will run from Friday to Saturday. Gates open at 11 on Friday morning. On Saturday, the gates open at 6:30 a.m. The state is seeing a spike in ruffed grouse drumming. Brittany Merlot has the story.
The Wisconsin DNR released a roadside survey saying that the spring showed a 57% increase compared to last year. They say the most influential factor is that the late spring and summer of 2023 were abnormally dry, which resulted in prime nesting conditions for the ruffed grouse. The DNR said that we are also likely entering the up phase of our 10-year population cycle, which peaks sometime in 2029 to 2031.
The city of Marshfield will be working on their crosswalks on South Central Avenue next week. The project runs from 3rd Street to 17th Street. Traffic will be reduced to one lane heading north. Traffic heading south will not be affected by the project. Pedestrians using South Central crosswalks should avoid intersections at 3rd, 4th, 9th, 11th, and 17th Streets. And that's what you need to know. I'm Melissa Kay, WFHR and WIRI News.
The Brewers get clobbered at home. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. It was one of the worst losses of the year. The Pirates beat the Brewers 12-2. Pittsburgh with five home runs in the game, including a grand slam by the Pirates catcher, Joey Bart, in front of over 26,000 fans at American Family Field. Manager Pat Murphy, after the debacle.
We haven't had one of those games in a while, especially at home. We've been in every single game. I bragged everybody about being in 85 of 90 games. But credit to the Pirates, they did a great job, took us out of it. Not going to win a lot of games with five or six hits.
The two teams playing again tonight. Closer Devin Williams, making progress, throwing to live batters during warm-ups. He's coming back from stress fractures in his back. NBA, the Bucks have added former Detroit Pistons guard Stanley Umude, 6'6", appeared in 28 games for Detroit. Racing, Brad Mueller, named the winner at the Slinger Nationals early this morning after Andrew Morrissey disqualified because his car did not meet standard measurements. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. Have you had explosive diarrhea when staying at a celebrity's house? If so, you are not alone. Apparently, Ozempic is causing tubby rich people to themselves. The most recent incident took place at Gwyneth Paltrow's house, where, according to Paltrow, her friend and socialite Derek Blasberg had two rooms worth of diarrhea. Blasberg apparently the bed and the bathroom. Then, instead of fessing up, ran like a thief in the night and got himself the HE double hockey sticks out of town without facing the consequences for his paint job. At least his friend Gwyneth had his back and only told a handful of really famous people like Oprah, Larry David, and Jerry and Jessica Seinfeld that Blasberg blamed it on Ozempic, but that it was really just a good old-fashioned blowout. I will say it can be very intimidating being in a celebrity's house and can really loosen things up down there. Poor guy, that is something one never lives down, I'm told. The important thing to remember is if you crash at a famous person's crib, always have a change of clothes, a litter box, or Depends. Miranda Priestly is headed back to the big screen. Disney is developing a Devil Wears Prada sequel, according to Variety. Meryl Streep played Priestly, a boss who made the lives of her assistants, played by Anne Hathaway and Emily Blunt, a living hell. Details about returning cast are scarce, but sources say the plot of the new film will center around Priestly, butting heads with Blunt's character, who is now a high-powered fashion executive herself. The news breaks just as a live musical of the story is set to open on London's West End in October. Leonardo DiCaprio came to the rescue of a fellow Hamptons partier. The Oscar-winning actor saw a drunk person leaving a party and came to the aid of the inebriated man. According to a fellow partygoer, DiCaprio helped the man steady himself on a pole and told the man to stay there. Page Six reports that the drunk guy obeyed the orders of the famous actor. There's no word yet if the man is still clinging to the pole or if he was Justin Timberlake. John Cena has announced he is retiring from professional wrestling. Cena, a 16-time WWE champion, first made a name for himself in the early 2000s as rapper The Doctor of Thugonomics and recently appeared naked behind a suspiciously small piece of cardboard at the Oscars. The Ricky Stenicki star says he will focus more on acting but will give wrestling fans a farewell tour and that he's just physically at the end. Making Cena even cooler is that he will host Discovery's Shark Week 2024. Willie Nelson received a warm welcome on July 4th in Camden, New Jersey, his first appearance after a health scare. According to the New York Post, the 91-year-old music legend took the stage at his annual 4th of July picnic event after having had to take a musical knee for a couple of weeks due to doctor's orders. Nelson performed two shows in Wisconsin in mid-May, in Madison and Milwaukee. He is back with the Outlaw Music Festival tour, performing with Bob Dylan, Robert Plant, and Alison Krauss. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 7 to 9 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
We have a slight chance of isolated thunderstorms this afternoon. Otherwise, mostly sunny today, high of 83 this afternoon. Tonight, clear with some patchy fog, low of 60. Tomorrow, sunshine 84. We're going to keep cranking it up toward the weekend with upper 80s to low 90s by Saturday and Sunday. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it's 71.
That's your WFHR and WIRI Daily News Roundup from Civic Media. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts. Find more news at WFHR.com or WisCountry, that's WIS, country.com.